Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Estimates of the ultimate worth of the 8 gold medals Michael Phelps won in Beijing have ranged from $30 to $100 million, depending upon how well Mr. Phelps is handled by his handlers. There are many possibilities, of course, including endorsements of everything from swimming gear to cereal and deodorants. And perhaps Phelps, like another Olympian who found fame in the water, Esther Williams, should try his luck in the movies.
But Mickey, the arrangements, the flowers, the hundreds of guests, and oh, that beautiful cake.
I'm sorry, I really am, but I gotta swim.
Oh, Daddy, he's gone.
Yes, dear, he is. And quickly. Geez, can that kid swim?
Yes, that kid can swim. Michael Phelps stars in Broken Dreams. Not mine, yours.
Do you think he'll ever come back?
I should think so. It's only 50 meters to the end of the pool, then he'll come back.
And then?
Then he'll turn around and do another lap, I guess. It's what he does.
Oh, Daddy.
We may not be giving Mr. Phelps enough credit here. Were he in a crime drama, he could probably learn to do something more than swim.
Damn it! The masked bandit's gone into the pool! Get me Lieutenant Phelps!
What's up, Captain?
How the heck did you...
I swam.
No time for chat. The masked bandit dove into the pool. Nobody but you can catch him before he gets to the other end, scrambles out, runs away in his cumbersome soaking wet three-piece suit and wingtips, and disappears into the criminal underworld.
No problem.
Why are you still here, Phelps? Can't you see the masked bandit is escaping?
I'm just trying to make a contest of it, sir.
Damn it, Phelps, this isn't...
Got him, Captain.
Or maybe an action movie. Yeah, that might be it. An action movie.
A long time ago, in a swimming pool far, far away, there were some bad guys in the water.
Separatists in the pool there are.
Where? I can't see them. My goggles are filled with water.
Within yourself, look.
What?
Or in the pool, look.
I'll try.
Swim or swim not. There is no try. But beware. Once down the dark lane you start, forever it will dominate your destiny. Drown you it will.
In his quest to turn those 8 gold medals he earned in Beijing into 30 or 40 or 100 million dollars, Michael Phelps is free to take advantage of any of those ideas. We look forward to it, or to whatever else he may decide to do in the wake... Get it? The wake of one of the most exceptional performances ever turned in by an athlete at the Olympic Games or anywhere else. Our take on the future of Michael Phelps as he makes waves in Hollywood will be featured on this week's program. I'll also be talking with John Powers, our man in Beijing, and he'll have an update on the Olympics action. We'll have a story about what the Games have cost China and what sort of return the country can expect on its investment. Hint, think, insert corporate name here, Bird's Nest. We'll also have a story about one of the least understood sports at the Games, synchronized swimming. I'll be discussing the still-energized performances of John McEnroe, who got tossed out of a tournament in Newport last week, with Nicholas Davidoff, who's written a profile of the aging brat for the Sunday New York Times magazine, and Stefan Fatsis will join me to discuss what it was like to play in the NFL, even though he didn't do that. But what the heck, he did get to wear a Denver Broncos uniform and practice with a team and kick some footballs while everybody was watching, so we'll chat. Join us, and remember you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.